This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. More and more attention is being paid to biofuels and the fuel combinations available for consumers. Restoring the renewable fuel standard is a big priority for Growth Energy CEO Emily Score, who says policy development in Washington, D.C. could impact consumers' pocketbooks and isn't what ethanol producers and corn growers need.
We really have to push back from two different places. So historically, a big part of the pushback has been from oil refiners. They don't want to blend more ethanol with gasoline because that's less market share for them. They don't like the notion of a requirement that they would have to do this. They want to be able to choose to do this.
Supported, Score says, by big oil's deep pockets.
So most of the friction has really been between the oil lobby and U.S. ethanol and American agriculture and the corn growers as well. So that's where kind of some of that tension has been.
And that, Score says, is a significant challenge.
Recently, however, that's starting to change. Many of the big integrated refineries are understanding, as they are starting to look at renewable diesel, they're looking at biofuels as a way that they can keep liquid fuels low carbon. And so they're starting to change their perspective on the renewable fuel standard, which is exciting.
Tune in tomorrow for more on why big oil should be embracing biofuels and not challenging them.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.